Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to PNC Studio at Hallis Hall and this week's Keys to the Game for the 2015 season opener at Soldier Field between the Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Pleased to be with you. Let's start right away. Offense, run to win. A year ago, entering week four against Green Bay, the Bears prepared for what was the NFL's 30th-ranked Packer run defense, allowing better than 156 yards a game. Despite a loss to the Packers, the Bears ran for 235 yards. Offensive coordinator Adam Gase will want to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. Controlling the momentum of the game, the tempo, the scoreboard, and the clock, certainly key. The Bears will want to run the football. Avoiding long fields, but conquering the task if necessary, also factors into this game. The Bears only scored 74 points outside the red zone last season, which ranked 29th in the NFL. Protecting Jay Cutler from Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews will be critical, of course. And Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers will focus on testing the Bears' tackles. Over to defense, and play fast and physical. That will be true for the entire season. Aaron Rodgers thrives on tempo. Against a defense playing its first game as a 3-4 or a 5-2, as John Fox likes to refer to it, challenging that inexperience will likely be something new Packers play caller Tom Clements will do. In turn, the Bears will have to play fast and physical to help slow down Rodgers. Containing him in the pocket is critical. Stopping the Eddie Lacy-led running attack is essential. Rodgers is a play-action danger. Packers led the NFC North with 58 touchdowns last season. They stay on schedule, happy with 4 yards on first down. Defensive backs must play to the whistle and avoid mistakes. Two areas Rodgers challenges a defense. Make a mental error, and Rodgers usually makes you pay for it. It usually means a touchdown. Blitzing Rodgers is risky. He was number one in quarterback rating against the blitz last season at 130.4 with 15 touchdowns, only one interception last season. Over to special teams, and I simply say don't lose field position. Green Bay does a fantastic job preying on mistakes made by their opponents. And when it comes to special teams, the Bears must play discipline, which they did not do last season. Those penalties erode the field position. The Bears played well in the preseason on special teams, very well, and have some young and hungry players dotting the unit. The Packers special teams issues a year ago prompted a whole new dedication and philosophy for the season. Head coach Mike McCarthy gave up his play calling duties in order to help coordinate special teams, pay attention to it, with Ron Zook getting the promotion to coordinator, and veterans are said to be prominent on that unit. A year ago, the Packers ranked worst in the NFL according to the Dallas Morning News annual rankings. The Bears were not far behind. All right, lastly, intangibles. Element of surprise. The Bears host the Packers for the first time in Chicago for the season opener since 1981, but it's the third time in September in Chicago in the last 5 years. Traditionally, under McCarthy, with two exceptions, they've been somewhat slow starters. They did go 4-0 in 07 and 13-0 in 2011, but overall just 7 above 500 in September under the veteran head coach. He said playing the Bears week one with a new coaching staff is, quote, distinctly different. And I do agree that it's a whole different challenge. And the Bears hold one of the most important intangibles of the game, and that is the element of surprise. That's going to wrap up our week one keys to the game as we kick off 2015. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM for all our pregame coverage at 9 a.m. Kickoff at Soldier Field at noon. Should be a great time by the lake. Thanks for watching, everybody. This has been Keys to the Game here on ChicagoBears.com.